Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with parenting, our dating lives, relationships, work, and all that good stuff. Today we have a special guest with us.
Hey.
Her name is Robin. Until we get into Robin, my name is R.
I'm Shannon.
And Cheyenne's not with us this week. She is on her way back from New York. Ryder was walking in her first fashion show at New York Fashion Week. She walked for Nike and Converse. So that's why she's not here. First, Shannon was doing all these cool things and wasn't here because she was working.
Yes, and I'm so happy to be back. I missed all of you guys. And yes, I've been working. I feel like my schedules get really crazy at times. So I work back to back, and these last couple of weeks, I haven't been able to record, but I'm so happy to be back and talk. And I have so much to share and so much to talk about. And yeah,
I'm excited to do like a hair focused episode with you one day, just so like people can see the different, just the versatility of like what it costs. Is it cosmetologist?
Yeah.
Or like a hairstylist.
Like I'm a beautician, but I think that'd be fun. I think my journey as a hairstylist is really different than most. I feel like I've transitioned to, I've worked at the salon for so many years, for 10 plus years. And
it's so crazy to think it's been that long.
It's been longer than 10 years, which is really crazy to think about. I feel like that whole journey is different because I took a huge break after I had Parker. And then And then I got into a lot of like e-com work, which I do a lot of, which is why I don't.
What is that?
E-com is like what you see like on social media.
Oh, like e-commerce.
E-com. So for like clothing brands and like just seeing those pictures of like for like brand lookbooks and stuff like that. So that's the kind of work that I do, and that's the stuff that I post. I haven't posted a lot of like my salon work because that's not what my focus is on. My focus is more on getting brands and stuff like that. But yeah.
So brands like hair product brands?
Not hair product brands, but like I style for clothing brands. So I don't necessarily, I've gotten a couple brands reach out to me, but I don't do anything with brands at the moment, but that's one of my goals. I would love to get products from brands and stuff like that and maybe eventually get into that. So if any brands want to represent me or
sponsor
me and give me products to try on my clients and models that I work with, I would love that. So yeah.
And all the kids. I feel like all the kids have their own like hairstyle.
Yeah.
Different hair types journeys, of hair. Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, I've gone through so many kids' products. It's like hard to really find stuff, especially because, I mean, amongst us, all of our kids have different
hair textures and hair types,
and it's really costly figuring out
what works for these kids.
It's expensive.
I think it's expensive yeah. just to, let Trial alone to error. Just have, like, I feel like when people ask me for, like, curly hair product suggestions, I'm like, honestly, it's trial and error for everyone. Like, I have no right answer to give someone to, like, try this product. Like, you can try it, and it might not work for you guys. So, it's such a trial and error for, like,
everybody. I can swear by what I use for my kids' hair, but their texture is more fine. And I can't be like, oh, yeah.
This is going to work for you.
Like yeah. 4C course. You're like, it didn't penetrate.
It's like my kids have the curly hair, but being half Asian, their hair is more fine.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
It's
like,
different. It's a whole journey in itself. But yeah, that'd be fun to have a whole conversation about hair.
Okay. Where we are now, though. Okay, there is this one day we were having our friend episodes. We were talking about friends. And then Shannon the next weekend came over and Robin was at the house. And then we recorded and Shannon was like,
Kyle has friends.
You have friends.
Kyle was sitting there talking about, I don't have friends. And then I'm sitting there like, bitch, I'm your friend.
You are my friend. She's new friends.
Okay. New friends. And I was just kidding about that. But anyways, so she invites me and was like, Shannon, would you like to come over for the week? For like swim and eat and all that stuff. I'm like, sure. First of all, I just thought it was going to be me and Parker and like everybody. And then she was like, oh, I have another friend coming. I'm like, bet. I love new friends. Cool. And then Robin comes with her beautiful kids. I'm like, we vibe out. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then another friend comes over with her kids. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, we just did an episode about friends. And Kyle's talking
about. The podcast inspires me.
Yeah.
But you guys been friends? It seems like you guys are building this friendship.
I feel like it really took off because our kids met at preschool.
Yeah.
And one thing I think that stood out with them was that they just jumped into being boys together.
I love that.
And I was so scared, like, oh, is he gonna make friends? And then it's like, Mom, I have a new best friend, and we have plans already.
Oh, wait, I love when kids
and
make
he
plans.
Has a cool name. Boz was coming home talking about this kid named Hendrix, and I was like, sold. Like,
yes, where is he at?
Yes, Hendrix can come over. Like, let's meet his mom. And we just happened to meet in like the parking lot one day, and it was like, oh, hey, girl. And then I think we were both like, single mom. We were like, oh, baby daddies. And then it was like,
I love it.
Picky eaters. And then it was like, hey, do you want to hang out?
Yeah. Like, no, I love that. It just made me so happy to like see, like, it's so nice to meet other moms. Then to all three of us, like, had like vibe out and like connect and like just it was just so organic when we like we met. Yeah. I was like, oh, we can just we're just clicking. We just we can talk and like along.
It's really hard to connect with people in general.
And of course,
like, I mean, in our situation, it's like I've always been the young mom at whatever school.
Yeah.
Function activity, and then it's like, oh, and she's the brown one too. You know?
Yeah.
So it was nice to meet people that are like so similar to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. And I was just like,
oh, no, I love that.
I can be myself. It's so easy to talk to them, and that's really hard because people don't get the lifestyle and the things you have to do.
Or when you are the younger parent or the younger mom, and they see that, they think like, I don't know, just. There's a whole bunch of people who I feel like just look at you and like think differences or just they don't know how like they don't want to come up to you and they think I don't know what they think. But I just am happy that you guys found each other.
I am too. Yeah. We've been having connected. Fun.
We like, have.
Even like, in the last few weeks.
I've been just like, oh my God.
We talk on the phone. Hold on. Guys. Y'all, I'm like. First of all, I don't like talking on the phone that much. So for me to have a friend who I'm like, it'll be late night. And we'll be on the phone for like an hour and a half, like just giddy and laughing, talking about all kinds of things. The other day after we got off the phone, Cheyenne texted me. She was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I just got off the phone with Robin. She said, oh, shit, bitch. Y'all are like actually friends.
Why are you so surprised? I'm trying to figure out.
Because I'm really closed off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a very... And you've picked up on it. Like, there was one day you were like, you just kind of seem like very, like you're this fun person. Like, you're eclectic, but, like, you don't really let people in.
And I was like... experience you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I think...
Just so y'all gotta hit up Robin. Like, what's she really like? No.
Who is I bring woman? Out a different side of her.
You do. Like it's you know what it is? Cheyenne was like, you need that like fun friend that like gets your mom life, but also is like
gets you going.
Hey, let's go do something.
Like I feel like you wasted your summer. Let's
talk
about it.
You said let's talk about it.
I did not go shake my ass at all.
The kids were gone across the country. And I'm like,
she didn't
you're
really.
Where? You're watching your sister's kids.
I was playing with Ryder.
I was playing with Ryder.
I didn't have my. I don't get that one-on-one, like, Ryder time or, like, the niece. I needed my girl feel.
No, I get it.
And then after those kids, I was, like, into, like, school and. Yeah, I didn't have...
I feel like Kyle had a little bit of moments, but she didn't live it out like other people would, or maybe she needed that.
Yeah, like, I should have gotten drunk at least once.
You didn't get drunk?
No. Lame.
Why are we both like,
I can't relate, but...
Did I waste my summer, y'all? Was I being too serious? Like,
I just think that for me, even with my kid's dad being local... I take advantage of the times where I don't have to, like, be responsible.
Responsible.
For little people, at least.
Yeah.
You know? Like, sometimes you just got to do something for you. And just pour into yourself a little bit, you know.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Actually, it's here.
It's actually here. Her birthday is tomorrow.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Your birthday is tomorrow.
My birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to be 34. Gosh, I'm 34 and I'm making new friends and I'm about to be wild in these, not in the streets. I'm gonna be like on the sidewalk. Oh, I saw this podcast that they were talking about like being outside in the streets versus like
on the curb.
And she was like, no, I'm on the sidewalk, but every now and then like
I'll step out.
But she's like, but then I go back to the sidewalk where she's
go
like,
back where I belong.
Yeah, it's trimmed over here. There's gardening, like I know what's safe over here, where to go, where not to go. But then you go up in that street and a car might just be like, phew, gotcha. And I was like, you know what? That's where I am. I'm on the sidewalk.
You're on the sidewalk?
Like
on the,
yeah.
I'm actually on, like, the porch. Trying to get
you're
to
watching.
Sidewalk.
She hasn't even walked
you're
out
watching.
The door yet.
She's just watching people. Yeah. People watching.
I'm people don't watching.
Through the window.
Trying to figure out where I'm going to, like, step out. Because it is, I want to step out now. And, like, we were talking about birthday sex. You know, like,
you were mentioning that to
having
me the
birthday
other day.
Sex. And I was like, hey, guys, I think I'm going to have some birthday sex this year. Because in the last 5 years, last even longer than that, like, last
what
year, I'm pretty sure I had.
Birthday sex different than regular sex?
Well,
do people have higher expectations of the sex?
I just don't have sex on my birthday. Like, I haven't. Last year, I was with my children's father, and I'm pretty sure we had sex. Like,
so you did have birthday sex?
Did I remember it?
It was because it was him.
Was it exciting?
Was it pretty?
Is that that's what I'm saying? Is it?
Did I get spanked? Was it? I mean, like, that's what I mean. Want. Like, I
that's what I'm saying. Is birthday sex supposed to be like a fantasy
for me? Yeah, I want like
spontaneous. Do you want to be choked? Be, like, what is going on?
It could be spontaneous. Sex to you? It could be planned. I want it to be intentional. I want it to be about me.
Like, so you want to go on another scavenger hunt?
Oh yeah. Should I tell that story? I told Robin that story.
Oh, yeah. I think that's like,
if anyone would like to know how to get these.
How to get these what?
Tell us.
Oh my good Lord, child. Kyle has stories up the woo-ha.
Yeah, but they'll be like one-off stories. So here's one-off story that you can get only because Robin is bringing me outside, y'all, and I want to play a little bit. And Shannon's coming too. Yes.
Where am I going?
I don't know. We're going to go play a little bit.
You said outside. Where am I going?
Shannon's like, I like.
I'm on the curb.
I like my curb.
I'm on the curb right now.
Shannon's like, I'm in the bay.
It's like, I'm talking to somebody in the streets from my curb.
On the streets.
The scene.
What I don't know.
What music video was it where it's like the girl's in her house and the guy's on the street like trying to get her to come outside?
Those are oldies. You're like, girls, come and play.
Dead ass. Sometimes I'll be like, I haven't really been on social media, but like in the last like week, I've been back on Instagram. And every now and then I'll be scrolling. I'll be like, where is Robin at? Out.
Oh, I need to follow.
Dressed.
Yes.
Like, see, dressed. That's what I need.
I
like,
think that's what I've been missing. I want to get dressed.
I want to get dressed.
It's like,
it is a feel good.
Because half the time when I go out, it's not even like you guys think, oh, she's on another date or oh, she's.
But it's just.
It's like sometimes it's dinner energy. With an older girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's. But celebrating, I think that's
important.
Accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm all for if my friends accomplish something or anything.
Yeah.
Like, let me celebrate you because that's a big deal.
Yeah. I think that's important as a mom and as a single mom, like for us to get dressed and to feel a certain way. Because most of the time, our kids are just seeing us and they don't appreciate us getting dressed, like, or like going out. But like for us to like step out, even if it's our girlfriend or whoever, like to go out and like feel like I'm a badass bitch. Yeah. Like I'm that woman.
Like, we're different than drop off at school.
Exactly. Yes.
Because I look homeless.
I'm not even gonna
lie. Man,
Yo, drop off at school is one of the funniest things for me because there's some mornings where like, oh, I have like a set meeting after drop off, so I'll like put clothes on. And there's some where I'm like homeless too.
I just don't ever feel like I get dressed, like even at work. I feel like today is like my work outfit. Like I just don't, I don't get ready for nobody.
I see the other parents who are like full outfits and I'm like, hey, and they're probably like,
what time did you wake up?
Right.
Like, fitted cap, Jordans, yes. Like.
Right, like, what? Where did I hear from?
Yeah, because I'm wearing somebody's old t-shirt.
That was actually funny.
That's funny.
Somebody's old t-shirt. That should be like a restamp that you put on somebody's old shirt.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly,
which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's gonna get done and it's gonna look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
I think this is a good point because it's like, how do you balance that mom life versus like your social life mm-hmm. versus like work life? And I think right now I'm okay with my mom. I love my mom life. Yeah. But I'm starting to get back into my groove and routine, but they're like, there's my work where I'm like, okay, I've got my routine, but now it's like social. But for me, I've been so out of the social scene that it's like, I don't even have like date clothes. Like if I wanted to go out, I get so much anxiety and I get so stressed out. Cause I'm like, I'm looking at these mom outfits or like clothes. Cheyenne's always like, your clothes are too big for your body. Like I think sometimes maybe mentally I'm still like pregnant, so I'm not really pregnant.
You wear your
I wear oversized things.
Show off that body, girl.
Yeah, I'm scared too because I don't really like attention like that. So it's like it's a weird thing where it's like I want to go out and obviously I want to be seen because I would like my husband to be like.
That's her.
Found you.
I found her.
Found
there
her.
She is. Like, but it's also like. Why can't he just find me on the porch?
You have to leave your house.
You gotta step out.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be, like, wild, like, when we were younger. You know, like,
right,
it's
yeah.
not clubbing. You know, like,
no. You just have
there's
to step.
Lounges, there's, like, bars. There's, you know, so many different fun, cool things that you could do. Like, I've met cool people. I like to go to concerts. Oh, and, like.
I love that.
Yeah, like, you just meet so many different people. And that's, like, you know, finding what you want after.
Did you go to a Beyonce concert?
No, I didn't.
We didn't go either.
We didn't go.
And we thought about it.
Are you bitter about it?
Do you feel away?
No, because I'm not really like a Beyonce person like that.
Me neither, but I felt like I should have been there.
To see?
I felt like I should have been at 50 Cent's concert. I didn't feel like I should have been at Beyonce. You know, like,
You know what's weird? I did feel like a little, like a slight. At first, I was like, I don't mean into this shit. And then when I saw just how much community, I was like, damn, yeah, did I play myself as a black woman today? Like, that's how I
think
felt.
That's where I'm, really?
Yeah, I was like, it's not like, it wasn't even about the concert. I think it was
my brother even went. Steven went.
My stepmom was there partying. And
all my mom's friends went. They all posted. They were like, where are your silver picks? And I was like.
I was in the bed.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't invited.
I'm just kidding.
But I wasn't invited.
I wasn't invited.
What crazy was.
I missed it. Sorry.
I was invited to the show. And I was like.
This girl crazy.
I just didn't feel like I belonged there or needed to be there, you know?
I feel that.
I don't know. I feel that.
Yeah, it was really intense, but like the idea of buying like a whole outfit, I guess people buy outfits for concerts already.
I mean, you buy
but like to go buy like a whole, who was selling all this silver stuff?
Downtown.
I don't know. Yeah. Or you just have it.
I don't own silver,
so I don't know why I just said that.
My closet is like, I would have been like, here's something. They'd have been like, bitch, that is gray and dull. Go,
like, not gray.
Go and sit gold. Down. Like, wow. Where's the sparkle? And I've been like, it's kind of.
I'm wearing it. You I see saw me? Creative stuff. Like, there are people who, like, literally spent the time to bedazzle.
Oh, I know some. Yeah. Destiny made a whole, like, two
jean
piece
outfit.
Jean outfit out of everything. Like, vintage jeans. And it was so cute. It was like a top. Yeah. And like a skirt, and she made these like boot things, and I wanted to say, you're so creative, like when did you find time? But these people don't have kids yet.
That part. Sometimes I wish I had that extra time.
I do too, so I just pray a little harder for my husband
to come up.
Yeah,
just like take care of them.
I have a question for you, Kyle. What is something that you, going into 34, what are your intentions? What are your goals? Or what are you manifesting for this?
Well, this past year, I've been in these classes to get these certifications. So this is my year to actually put these certifications into play.
Okay.
So, and it's not even to play. I'm just, like, developing my business right now. I'm working on Walm Recovery, which is my, like, my maternal legacy project that I'm doing. So WOM stands for Wish Upon a Mom, and it's all about like pregnancy, and it's all pre and postnatal services, and like early parenting education, I guess, for that like 0 to 5, until my kids are older. But yeah, so right now it's just I'm trying to finish up my classes. I'm currently doing in classes for like 3 more certifications, so I'm just trying to get that done. But this is my year to like really officially get everything set up. So
that's
2025,
your goal?
Yeah.
For 34.
34 is, you know, have everything in place, all my banking, like yes. Build my credit. I've been really good with my personal credit, and I want to build like business credit. I want to do more things with my kids. Like on the weekends, I want to like have my work week. So it's like work, 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 work. And then like, here's one day of like play for mom where I'm just no kid free. But then here's like my kid activity. So I know my kid activity on the weekend, I really want it to be church. Like my
you really
mom,
want what?
I want to take, start taking the kids to church. So one of our friends last weekend was like, or 2 weeks, was like, hey, do you want to go to church? Let's take the kids. They have a kid program. And I was so happy. It just happened to be a day where I had 9,000 things going on, so we weren't able to go. And then I know, like, you're very, like, into your faith, and we pray with the kids. And then Robin the other day mentioned church and with her kids and how pre-COVID she used to go.
I would go with, like, my, with my grandma, and it's like, I don't know, I had like my faith was tested, and so like I just felt like at that time it was time for me to take the kids, because I mean I was in children's choir, I would go to Sunday school, I was so involved in that as a kid that I wanted my kids to have that opportunity, and I think it's good because it's also something that they're able to do with my grandma, so a lot of kids aren't able to experience their great grandparents. So that's just something that also gives her like a reason to live, you know.
I love that.
It's something to like that they're gonna have, and then you know the older generation instills stuff in your kids that
that you can't.
People aren't what, like you would be like, dang.
What
like,
does that mean?
Do you guys still go to church or?
So they started going with her on Sundays. I have not, but it's something that they're like.
It's like
they go. They love it though, like the dressing up, the stockings, and the dress.
Oh wait, so y'all get dressed for church?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm like, well, no, what? Like, no, but I'm saying like you really do it. Like, I'm that excites
like you really
me.
Have your dress code.
What type of church? Because I know some church. I go to a
non-denominational.
I can't speak right now. So we're a little bit more. We still like when we go to church, we still get dressed up, but not to the extent of like leggings and all that stuff. Yeah. So do you guys go to like a?
So my grandma's a Methodist.
Okay. Yes. So it's a little more.
So it's a little more dressy.
Dressy, yeah.
But they will have like certain days where it's like, oh, jeans and a t-shirt. Like they make it fun.
See, especially, like, I feel like I need church clothes now.
Well, I mean, it's just getting dressed.
I can't. No, I got crop tops, mom shirts.
No.
And
oh, no.
Listen, I can't wear that.
I had to get church clothes.
Oh.
You know, I'm like a bodycon type. Person. So my grandma was like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Naked wardrobe is not church.
No, but I love that.
I know, but I mean, like, that as far so as funny. Like, and then her thing still is like, please cover your tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, she's old school. And
yeah. You know. And so I definitely still have that respect because I mean, these are her peers. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm presenting myself well.
No, these kids are going to church.
Because me and Parker haven't gone to church in a while, but that's one of our biggest things that we used to share before COVID and then a little bit after. But yeah, that was like me and his thing on Sundays. We would go to church, get ready, get dressed, and then, you know, I would ask him what he learned in his Bible school that day and like what he thinks about it. So I think that's awesome. I love that they get to go with their great
Grandma.
Y'all got me feeling like a spiritual heathen over here. My kids have not been to church.
I mean, that's...
But that's okay.
That's
like,
okay.
It doesn't mean, like, just because you don't have to go to church to believe in God.
No, I agree. No. We pray. Boz is,
you know,
very... Right. He prays all the time.
In a different way. You guys pray every night. Yeah. I mean, me and Parker don't pray every night, but he knows who God is. So, I mean, like, there's different ways of, like, teaching your kid about God.
Ryder's really excited. She hasn't gone. And she's like, what kind of, like, she's like, why haven't we gone? What kind of people are we?
Like, it's always the girls that are gonna check you.
She's like, it's right there. Like,
yeah, what's the excuse?
Yeah, it's yeah,
I was actually looking at that today because one of my clients told me about that church and they were like, it's a really good one. But that's crazy because it is right down the street.
It's right down the street, but it's also, like, right.
Yeah, over here. Big one.
It's a huge church. My friend sent me another one. It's like a smaller church. It's like more of like a, smaller church. To see the children's programs that they have, I was really excited. So, yeah, I think just hearing me talk about church, I wish Cheyenne was here. Cause she'd be like, oh my gosh, here's Kyle talking about church.
Do you have like, an opinion on like going to a black church? Versus a more, like, I don't know how to, you know, like a more diverse,
multicultural?
Yeah, multicultural, diverse, maybe more so, like predominantly white church. Like, is that something that...
I've been to places like that. What is it? It's like called Agape, where I feel like it's like a whole other sector, I feel. But it was very diverse. Mm-hmm. And I went and I enjoyed it. I love the message. But it was like the people, I think, kind of... Sometimes I feel like the people in the church can be a little bit more off-putting, so I kind of just disconnect, and I'm just there for the word.
You have to find your church. You have to find the perfect
church family.
I have to
find
you do. You have to feel like where you're comfortable and what you're looking for in church, and like, do you want a full black church or do you want a multicultural church? What do you want from it? And I like, and also, are you connecting with a preacher? Like, what kind of message do you want?
I think it's more so about the word, because it's also, like, with my children, you know, religion is such a universal thing, and I don't want them to be like, oh, God is only this, or God only applies to this person, or to these, you know, there is an aspect where I want them to have, like, a strong sense of their black roots and their African roots within their faith, but it's also, I want them to be exposed to different types of
people
and thought processes. Like, diversity is very healthy to me. Like, without diversity, like, what are we doing?
No, I mean, I definitely
so it's,
agree.
Yeah.
Like,
I have to shop around almost for a church and like go experience.
Yeah, I think
some
that's
of these
a part of part of the experience.
God, I'm growing up.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Even just church, you know, that you go and like vet things out, you know, like even schools and like programs and stuff we want to do with the kids, for the kids, whatever, all those things.
Yes.
What was that for?
That was just like life.
Parenting in life.
It's all happening so fast, but it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot. I think that was really exciting too. It's even though I'm like taking more on my plate, is having like my community and like my friends. The more I've been putting myself out there and like talking to people, seeing like how different people juggle different things, or how you're like take advantage of certain time.
Yeah.
Shannon's always like, breathe, girl, breathe and take your moment of stillness when you need it. So it's like you get different things from different people. And
I think that's what a community is, like having different energies, like in different people, like you said, everything different.
I think that's something I would like to embrace more in my new year of 34 would be not just like knowing what my community is or what's around me, but actually like interacting more, engaging more. You know,
but I like that quality about you.
What part
where like
I'm like, what do you
I'm like? What quality? Like, what do we like about her?
Like a person that like wants to like dive into something, and like when you do it, you really do like you're like the organizer, the go all out friend. Because it's like sometimes. At our kids' previous school, they had like a festival thing, and she's like, okay, I can do this, I can bring this. And I was missing that part of being involved as a mom. And so, like, that's something where it was great that, like, you would make me want to participate in things that I'd be like, girl, I don't have the energy to do that.
Right. We are elevating each other as moms over here.
No, like, that's important.
I'm not setting up a booth, and I'm not slinging anything, and I'm not
No, decorating. I love that.
Yeah, and it's like, she's like, Robin, let's go, let's do it. Like,
yeah.
We could sell nail polish. My niece has nail polish. We could do
that. It was a kid event. I was let's go. Just
like, I don't like to take on things by myself like that because it's
overwhelming. That's overwhelming.
And then the kids are there too. And it's like, ugh.
But it's nice to have that friend to like hold you accountable and be like, hey girl, let's do this. Got it. I'll hold your hand while we do it. Like, you don't have to do it alone. We can do it together.
We've been trying to figure out our side hustles. Like, because Robin's in school.
Yes. Finishing this nursing degree, y'all.
It's coming. Oh, good. Yeah. Love that.
So it's like, I'm excited for this.
Next chapter.
Yes. Next chapter's at 35. This is like the end of like a chapter. And then we'll go to the next book. 35 is going to be like, book, new games, all new rules.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, this is like, this is literally like my year of like, this is my ending of like coming out of my shell. So I feel like anytime I've like had like a level up, whether it's like mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, like.
Well, there you have it. I like that you just put it that way. I love that you didn't say this is new chapter, but this is the ending of
an old book where it's like, I'm coming out stronger. I'm coming out with new tools. Like Robin said, when I get into something, I dive in. So like the whole thing now is like pregnancy recovery, and I'm learning a whole lot about vaginas and wombs and stuff. It's really crazy.
Because you've been at it for a while with that, so I'm excited for you to like end that chapter of like, and then getting it done.
Yeah, I'm ready to like get the learning part down. Yeah, so I can be like, now I'm done. Here's my business structure. And then like, I'm off like...
I feel like once you tackle this,
I'm excited for you.
Completed, you'll be able to kind of like it'll be one thing. You're like, okay, I did it. I got it.
Yeah.
And now you can try, you know, go on to the next thing. And I think the biggest thing too is like you want to find yourself again.
Yeah, and this has really helped. Yeah. Help me do that.
Do you think 34 you'll find yourself even like? Until you get to 35, or do you think that you're on that path?
I've already found myself. Like and when I say I found myself, it's so crazy.
What
so
does that
after,
mean to you?
Yeah, a little rewind. After high school, I feel like I was having like an identity crisis or issues or questions. So I went to go seek out or like find myself. When it's like I've always been myself, it was just a matter of embracing myself or just like. Accepting or learning how to utilize my gifts or my tools or, you know, boundaries. So I've like realigned myself in a lot of ways with I feel like my true self. And I'm like getting back on track because I got knocked off, and then having children was even more like, I'm gonna kick you over there. Let's see you fight for yourself now. So it's like these last like 5 years, I feel like I've just really been fighting for myself and like now and my kids and just my loves, my passion, things that make me happy. And now I get like, I want to reside in my place of happiness, like permanently. And right now I feel like I still, even though it's there, like, it's like I have to visit it at times because I'm still like on that crunch, or I'm still like, how am I supposed to cook dinner and give you a bath and help you with your homework at the same time? And your brother wants to go outside, you know, it's like mentally juggling. I'm just juggling a lot. So once this is done, my time will be, I'll be able to redirect my time a little different, but it's, yeah, I'm actually really excited for the end of this chapter. Like,
good. I'm happy. I'm excited for you.
Super. Yeah, because then it's like, that girl is going to be there. And I'm going to be like, this is what they've been talking about.
That's funny that you just said that.
Like, this is what they've been talking about.
It's interesting that you just said that, because when people are, like, telling you about yourself, and you're like, who?
Yeah.
Like, who is that person you were just telling me about?
And like, I'm like, oh, and wait.
Just is like it for you to see who other people see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's the coolest thing about having like new friends or like putting myself out there, hearing like what other people say about you. Like, you need those reminders.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So, y'all, I really am. If you've been.
That is me, huh?
Yeah, I am
that girl. Okay.
Literally, yes, like, agreed. Stop sleeping on yourself. And it's like, find you a Robin, because. They are out there. Yes, and it's at first I was like, I think I was so unsure because I was like,
no, she wasn't.
She loved me.
I definitely loved Robin.
I knew she but was I was also like my friend. Literally, she didn't text me back. She voice noted me like,
oh, I love it.
Seconds, okay?
43 seconds.
She was my friend from the jump.
You're like, oh, okay, I'm getting voice notes. Oh, got it.
Right.
I love it. That's so real.
That is real.
Right.
Because Kyle will hit you and you're like, oh, okay. Hi, friend. I love you too.
I'm trying, y'all. I really am.
No, you're doing. You're not trying. You're doing it. It's
This has been me applying.
God. You're doing it.
Yeah.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, I know what I want for my next year, but
what is something
something maybe you want for yourself, or something you want in our friendship, or like something you'd like to see for me?
I can say what I want in my next coming year.
What you want, boo?
So
I like your nails, by the way.
Thank you.
They're so pretty.
Bubble bath. Yep.
So,
I guess me coming up to my birthday soon, I've come to realize that I want clarity in everything that I speak, in my attentions in life and work and everything. I feel like I have set my intentions. I feel like I've set things in place, but I feel like I haven't been 100% clear of what I want. I'll say, like, I want this in my life. I want this type of man, or I want this and this and this, but I'm not clear on the details. So for myself, I want to take time with my intentions to be super clear and talk while I talk to God exactly what I want from him. Yeah. And exactly what I see or what God sees in my future. So
also, like, are you prepared? Like, I know you're envisioning or you see these things. And I've had this moment too where mm-hmm. I see, or I'm like, this is what I want. And then I get it and I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I was so stuck on maybe what I wanted that I miss
what
the
God
blessings
yeah.
of like mm-hmm. what God wanted for me, or like, yeah. So it's like, sometimes I know I can get stuck in the details too.
Yeah. But I don't think I'm not even stuck in the details. Okay. I don't think I even have details for myself. I feel like if I speak to God more clear, that mm-hmm. maybe then he'll understand what I want in my life or what I'm asking for. And maybe he'll show me what I don't need. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I need more of, like becoming into my new era of 34. I also want to embark on like going by myself on a trip, and I've been thinking about that more often and what that looks like. And I've never gone on a solo trip or a solo like getaway or anything for myself for a couple days and just gone on my own path with just going with the flow mm-hmm. in a different area than being at home. So I think that's another thing that I really want to do and I'm excited for. Yeah.
Have you had a solo mom trip since have you had you've become a mom?
Like locally or like
either
anything. No, I haven't.
No, yeah.
No, I've honestly like all of my trips are with my kids.
Yeah, and I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah. No, I take them. I travel with them. Like I don't even do birthday parties anymore. We go places
because yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
by
I
myself,
think,
though, and that was like,
it's a lot.
The first day of travel, we didn't even leave the hotel room.
Yeah.
I was going to kill somebody. Yeah, no, I would love to do that.
I think
I
that's
go
important.
Places by myself, though. Like, one of my good friends, like, I would never understand. She's like, oh, I just took myself to the movies.
I love that. I love going to myself.
Yeah. Like, she's like, oh, I just went and did this. And I'm just like, by yourself?
Yeah.
I'm so afraid to be by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
So you haven't taken yourself on a date before?
No. Like, I don't.
I don't.
But then I started doing it recently now.
Oh, good.
I'll go anywhere by myself.
I love
liberating.
Yeah.
It's very.
I will walk through Home Goods by myself.
Like, I love it. I think it's so
simple pleasures. Like you.
No, it's so important. Yeah. I will go to dinner by myself, sit at the bar, get myself a drink, and just
enjoy
the moment of like having an amazing, like I love taking myself to a nice expensive dinner, mm-hmm. having a cocktail and just like vibing out.
That's real.
Like at the bar and just people watching and just enjoying myself in that. But like, I feel like I'm ready for that next step of like literally booking myself a room or an Airbnb and just living my best life. And I was speaking to another mom about this and she's done it a couple of times and she was like, yeah, girl, like make yourself an amazing dinner. And, like, I'm thinking about maybe going to Joshua Tree. She was like, get in Airbnb so you can sit under the stars and just, like, enjoy the quietness and stillness and be in your own mind.
I do love that because I'm a nature.
Yeah, me too. So, like, that's one of my biggest goals is, like, to just sit and, like, be at peace and, like, hear my own thoughts.
Would you guys be down for, like, a mom's retreat?
I don't know if I'm ready. Like, I don't know. Maybe.
I've thought about it. Like, I'll see them online. We're the moms. And that's the thing where I'm like, I'll go look at the mom's retreat.
I have a different mom
and style. I look at them and I'm like, this seems really surface level. Or it's like, I'm like, to me, if I'm going to be around a bunch of moms, I actually want to have like real conversation and get deep. Like, I don't want to just be worried about like my outfit for the day or if like, you know, oh, do we just look cute while we're doing these activities or are we really digging deep with the activities?
I picture those types of retreats as like not really like vulnerable. And
I want to be vulnerable.
Yeah, like I can't.
Or maybe they are.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I could be judging it, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I can't say I won't do it because I should be trying to try new things now, more new things.
Yeah,
like get out of the comfort zone and not prejudge shit. You know what?
That's what I want to do this year. I want to do some new things. Like, yeah. I get really, like, I'm like a creature of habit.
And I think it's good to step out and adventure for yourself. Yeah. Especially as moms and we're so wrapped up in our daily lives. Yeah. I think it's so important to adventure out sometimes and, like, I think that's why it's so important for me to like do a solo trip is to step out of my comfort zone. And I think I need to keep challenging myself to have that growth and to know what, you know, like to know what to give to Parker more. Like
helps you reset.
It makes you, And I think that's my biggest thing. I keep wanting to reset. I keep wanting to be this next step of myself. Or Parker, so I can know like more what I can feed into him.
I like that.
Yeah. Is he vocal with you about his wants and needs and I mean even maybe his expectations from you as a mom?
Sometimes he's vocal when he is emotional. So when I'm frustrated with his, like when he's like sad or whatever, I'll be like, come on, Parker. He'll vocalize and tell me, hey, let me feel my feelings and let me go through what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And for me to hear that from a 7-year-old, he's been saying this for a minute now, but like, it's like, oh shit, like you're right.
Yeah.
Let me not take you away from whatever you're feeling. Feel that out because I don't want to like mess that up.
We have to allow them
to feel sometimes, but I won't allow him like not in a tantrum style. It's just just cry it out.
Yeah.
You want to cry? Then let me let you cry. Let me not take that away from you.
Parker and Lonnie are like the same age. The way that they're communicating their emotions and feelings. I'm like, okay, this is what I asked for. But then when I
get it, you're like, shit.
I can't handle it because I'm like, wow, you're really.
You're vocalizing it. Yeah. You're telling me.
You're doing the communicating that I can't do.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The communicating that I can't, but that's real.
But it's true. And it's like, you have to listen to them. You do. Real, they're not just, you know, they're people.
And I feel like they teach you.
I was teaching my children.
There are teachers, so.
And I don't want to discredit my kids' feelings, so I let them have that moment.
I feel that.
That is so real. I've enjoyed this time with you.
Yes, thanks for having me. Loved it.
I'm going to say.
I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Yes.
We'll have to do this again. Cheyenne's like, I want to do it with Cheyenne. Cheyenne's really good with asking like
questions.
Yeah. I feel like she's more used to being like interviewed in a different style, so she like knows how to like. Yeah. Guide and direct things out. I'm curious to see her take on some things, and like this conversation's kind of like inspired some other things that I've like want to touch on, just like with moms and dating, like even, you know, next year I want to be in like a relationship, so it's like once I'm in that relationship or when I'm gearing towards that, like when do I bring my kids into play, like what are the conversations I have with
their dad? It's a whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Episode. So yeah. I would love.
Here for that one.
Yeah.
I got questions.
We got questions. Yes. We're trying to figure this out. And that's the thing. It's like, how do you do this? Like, where's the guidebook? You know, where are the coaches at?
But yeah, well, thank you for coming on. So we usually end our episodes with a WTF moment, which is like something from your week that's like what the fuck just happened, or advice that you might have. So my WTF, I can start off.
Shannon's like, she got one
today. I have one. It's actually.
Sometimes we'll all be sitting here like,
So I saw this like trend and it's, it was like a song.
What was I? I'm so curious now.
So it was like, you write this song. It was from,
is this a TikTok thing?
I don't know. I'm really not on TikTok. Okay. So it was a Mary J. Blige song. And like you write these words of her lyrics and like you're questioning like your man, right? So I write.
Wait, yes. I've seen it. Yeah.
So I. Like,
as if it's the song.
Yeah. And then. They're like, would you lie? And then like all these things.
Oh, so like you're sending song lyrics.
You're singing the lyrics, but it's to like.
But it sounds like you're questioning your man and he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? So.
Some men catch on to the song.
So I decided to do it to the guy I'm talking to.
That's oh, gosh.
So funny.
I failed because he was not in the mood. he was like, I'm not in the mood to play games right now. What are you talking about? I was like, oh, never mind.
What are the lyrics like?
It was like, I got something to ask you. And then it's like, would you lie? Would you do these things? And then it was like all these questions. And he was like, huh? And like, yo. What? But usually, most of the time, the guys catch on and like sing the rest of the song.
He was literally just.
And he was like,
she made it past the course.
I did. I was like, okay, I'm good. And I kept going. And then he was like, Shannon, it's not the time right now to play with me. What's going on? What's up? I was like,
Shannon's like, never mind.
I was like, I guess this is not. It was the biggest fail of my life. I was like, fuck. I just wanted to be funny. with you. I'm so sorry.
It's like, dang, maybe I'm not funny.
That part. I was like, oh, I am totally out the ball game. Like, yeah. I've just failed at this little trend that I thought was going to be so funny with us. And it wasn't funny.
Girl, I never known you to do something on trend either. This is a funny story.
I'm never on fucking trend. I was trying new things.
Yeah, and trying new things.
This man inspired her to sing him a song.
Y'all.
I wish I would.
Man, I really tried to sing this song.
Maybe
to
if I had a man though, I'd be like, ooh.
She worked on me.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It's in the work.
It is.
I'm working on it too.
Yeah. I don't even want a boyfriend. I just wanted to be like, hey, will you be my wife? And I'm gonna be like, yes.
Are you sure that's happened?
I know it happened before.
No, I don't think you want that. I don't think you want that.
It happened this summer.
Yeah, I don't think you want that, Kyle.
Okay, I want it from the right person. That's what it was. It wasn't from the right. Damn. Shannon's like, girl,
you've stop.
You've been there. It happened.
You've been there a couple times, and you didn't want it. So maybe you don't.
Weren't you scared the last time?
She was very scared. So I don't think she wants a husband, you guys. I think she does.
I want a husband.
You do, but just
family.
Take your
own husband.
Okay,
I feel like let's start.
Let's just date.
I just like want to skip like to year two.
Let's get a pet first.
I have children. I do not need a pet.
Okay, backtrack.
But my children.
Anyways,
are not
what
pets.
Is?
Do
you have any WTFs or advice, Kyle?
Take your time. Go slow.
After she just said she wanted a husband.
Man, she just said.
I'm trying to grow up, y'all, and be mature.
Maybe that's what you need to take to being 34.
Yeah. No, I want to still advice. Be me.
Maybe you take your advice and
it's
go slow.
Working. It's not working.
Yeah, it hasn't worked, but
take it slow. Maybe, Kyle.
Take it slow.
So you take it slow. Do you have any advice?
No, I don't want to take it slow. That's my issue.
Maybe you rush into things.
Yeah, my WTF is me realizing I'm me and I'm like, you know what? This is just what it is. These are my toxic traits. These are my great traits. Not a mean. I was like, my WTF is like me like accepting and being like, nope, this is just me, y'all. It's not really a WTF. I love me, but it's also like, you know, I say things and then it's like, oh, no, no, you learned your lesson there. Take it slow. So, yeah, take it slow.
I think I need to learn from my lessons. I think I dismiss them.
I should probably write them down so I can remember them.
I like dismiss them. Like I know what I need to take from the lesson, and I just be like,
Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
That's real. I'd be like, I get the lesson, but
I just don't feel like applying it. Maybe or like,
No, I feel that. Yeah, 100%.
But I think
I still want to have fun.
The thing that I want to really apply to my life now is just like following through with things. I tend to put a lot of things on my plate, and then I go like crazy because like obviously as one person, you can't do everything.
That's real.
And so one thing that I really would like to do is like I really do. I have a great village. I have two great new friends. I feel like you can lean on people and it's not a burden. Mm-hmm. I don't take advantage of that all the time. And that's like, something that I think would help me just like in general.
I love that.
Maybe that is my advice. Take advantage of your village. Because like even like the other day, Shannon called and she had work and she was like, I need help with Parker. I was like, perfect.
It was the perfect.
Yeah. And it made me feel really happy.
It made me feel so full. Like I appreciate. I don't think you know how appreciative I was of that moment, because I was really struggling that week. Like, I don't have anyone to help me right now, and like I usually depend solely on my parents. And I was like, you know what? Let me just use my village. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I know Kyle and Cheyenne. Let me hit up Kyle. And I asked, and she was like, of course, I got you. And I think I hesitated because I had an early call time, and I'm like, well, I don't know if my friends, like, if I can depend on you like that way. And I know I can, but I've never asked. It's the asking part.
Yeah.
And so when I asked, you were like, you know what? It's early, but I got you.
So come on.
Yeah, you're like,
she's the auntie that will have like 10 kids and be like, cool, let's go, guys.
Yeah. And you know, like, and
somebody could be like, can I bring mine over too? And I'm looking around like, okay.
Yeah. Because we were outnumbered. We were outnumbered at the pool the other day.
Like, it was a whole bunch of kids. Yeah, I'm definitely like that mom and that auntie who's like, come on, bring them on. Like, I just want a bunch of kids. Well, thank you guys for tuning into the Think Loud Crew podcast. Thank you, Robin, for joining us today. Very excited. This has been like a nice, chill episode. My birthday's tomorrow and I'm going a little crazy. I still can't believe it. There's a lot of anxiety.
Happy birthday.
But thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to go like, comment, subscribe, turn your notifications on, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We're on all of them. Wherever you listen, go leave something. You can find us on our YouTube as well, the Think Loud Crew, and our Instagram. You can find me on Instagram or Snapchat. I've been snapping a lot lately. I haven't been posting on Instagram, y'all. Snapchat is where you see the real me. It's R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And where can people find you, Robin? Do you want people to find you?
Okay, guys, don't judge me.
Yes, XO Robiana. I mean, love that.
I'm here for it.
Yes.
You'll see the real Kyle on there. So just follow.
All right, really, you guys.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. We'll see you next week, and don't forget to tell your crew
about our crew.
Yes. Ciao.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality,
it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.